This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly voting underway from 9 a.m. today. Preliminary results show Nepal's population has reached 29.1 million. And U.S. President Biden warns U.S. could sanction Putin if Russia invades Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. Voting for 19 vacant posts of National Assembly members has started from 9 a.m. today. Voting is being held in 8 voting centers and 14 polling booths placed in different provinces across the country from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. The Election Commission has said the health safety protocols would be strictly adhered to at the voting centers and booths given the high risk of coronavirus infection. It has already issued a list of health safety protocols to be followed in the election before this. The province assembly members, mayors, chairpersons and deputy mayors, deputy chairpersons of the local level are eligible to vote in the National Assembly election. The candidates from Nepali Congress, CPN UML, CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist, Rashtriya Janamorcha, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal, Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party, Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party are contesting in the election. President Bidya Devi Bhandari, Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba and Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khatka have sent separate messages of felicitations to President of India Ram Nath Kovind, Prime Minister of India Narendra Modi and Minister of External Affairs of India Dr. S. Jaishankar respectively on the occasion of 73rd Republic Day of India. In her message to the President of India, President Bhandari has extended best wishes for the good health and happiness of the President of India as well as for the continued progress and prosperity of the people of India. Similarly, Prime Minister Deoba has also extended best wishes for the good health and happiness of Prime Minister Modi and the continued progress and prosperity of the people of India. Likewise, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Khatka has expressed warm felicitations and best wishes to the Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar and the people of India. He has also expressed his confidence that the warm and friendly ties between the two countries would be further strengthened in the days to come. As per the preliminary results of the National Census 2021, population of Nepal has reached 29,192,480. A report made public today by the Central Bureau of Statistics, CBS, shows that the population is less by around 800,000 than the projected population of 30 million. It is stated that this data might be slightly changed in the final results. The population of Nepal as per the 2011 national census were 26,940,504. As compared to the previous census, Bhaktapur has the highest population growth rate, while Ramechhap district has the most declining rate of population. Province-wise, Madhes province has the largest population, while Karnali province has the least. Nepal Bankers Association, the umbrella organization of the commercial banks, has said the crypto, virtual currency and network marketing business and transactions are illegal. The association, through a notice today, urged people against involving in transactions related to virtual currency and networking as these were illegal in Nepal. It warned of action as per the existing laws against any individual or institution found involved in such activities. Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, the country's central bank, had also on January 23rd warned of action against those found involved in the virtual currency and networking transactions. A limited number of audiences will be permitted to enter the stadium to watch football matches between Nepal and African country Mauritius. All Nepal Football Association, ANFA, informed that one-third audience will be permitted to enter the stadium by strictly following government-released health safety protocol. Nepal and Mauritius are playing two friendly matches at Tripureswar-based Dasarath Stadium on January 29th and February 1st. COVID vaccination card has been made mandatory for the audience to enter the stadium. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the country is currently under the influence of a westerly low-pressure system due to which light rainfall is predicted today. The division has forecast light rainfall in some places of Sudhir Pashim, Karnali and Lumbini provinces, as well as in a couple of places in the remaining four provinces today. Sudhir Pashim and Gandaki provinces have witnessed generally cloudy weather, while the rest of the provinces will have partly cloudy conditions. A couple of places in Sudhir Pashim province have recorded light rainfall today. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light snowfall is forecast in some high hills and mountainous areas. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 5.6 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature was 16.5 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. US President Joe Biden says he would consider personal sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin if Russia invades Ukraine. Mr. Biden said there would be enormous consequences for the world if Russia made a move on the nation which sits on its southwestern border. His comments came as other Western leaders repeated warnings that Russia would pay a heavy price for invasion. Russia has accused the US and others of escalating tensions over the issues and denies its plan to enter Ukraine. However, Moscow has built up troops at the border with some 100,000 Russian soldiers deployed in the region. U.S. Coast Guard officials are searching for 39 people who are feared missing after their ship reportedly capsized on Saturday night off the Florida coast. Officials were alerted yesterday morning after fishermen spotted a man clinging to the hull of a boat 72 kilometers from the city of Port Pierce. The survivors said the group had embarked from Bimini, Bahamas on Saturday night and hit foul weather. U.S. officials say the boat may have been part of a human smuggling venture. According to the survivor, who has not been identified, none of the passengers were wearing life vests. The Dutch government has said it will ease its COVID-19 restrictions among Europe's toughest from today. Dutch hospitality settings, including bars, restaurants and museums, have been shut since 18 December in a bid to curb the spread of the Omicron variant. But despite the restrictions, COVID-19 cases have continued to increase, with some 60,000 now recorded per day. Prime Minister Mark Rutte told a news conference that the country was taking a risk in easing the restrictions. Public support for the strict measures has also waned steadily over the past month, and large demonstrations against the rules have become more frequent in the capital, Amsterdam. Nearly 90% of people in the Netherlands have now been vaccinated, but the country has lagged behind its Western European neighbours in the rollout of its booster vaccine programme. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly voting underway from 9 a.m. today. Preliminary results show Nepal's population has reached 29.1 million. And U.S. President Joe Biden warns U.S. could sanction Russian President Putin if Russia invades Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.